It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time, time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Hey, with an effective character, three guys sitting around talking about our personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
And I'm James.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience about things we can identify with in the holiday classic, Garfield Family Christmas. In episode 221 of the Effective Characters podcast. Let's go.
Woohoo!
Yes. Dennis.
What's up?
Who do you think you're most like in the Garfield Family Christmas?
I don't know. Maybe Garfield. I'm lazy and I like lasagna. And I often look at the wrong things in life, and I can be rather cynical at times. So maybe Garfield.
Unfortunately. Who do you think Dennis is most like, James?
Doc Boy.
that was a good debate on what it was. What did you think it was, James?
Doc Boy.
You thought it was Doc Boy? Yeah, yeah. Did you really not know Dennis? Could you not tell what they were saying?
No, I couldn't. I didn't, like, I kept hearing Dog Boy and Doug Boy and Duck Boy. Like, every time I heard it, it was something different. I watched it three times, so, like, I was trying to figure it out. And I couldn't.
I'm pretty positive, because I put on the subtitles, and that's what I got from it, was that it was Doc Boy. That's what it said in the captions.
Then that was probably right.
Sometimes it's wrong, though. Sometimes it's not correct. It's just, it seemed like the most probable out of the options. Because I don't think it's Dog Boy. I don't think that would have been very nice.
Well, I mean, they never explained why it was his nickname or why he didn't like it being his nickname. So I want the backstory on that.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's because that's where he would get his jollies, down by the dock.
Maybe.
You know, seems like it makes some sense. So, well, let's talk about the last week. Dennis, you want to go first?
Sure. I don't know. My last week, I haven't been feeling well the last few days. On Monday, I woke up with, like, some anxiety and, like, was frozen in bed. And I had to go set up the meeting, but I didn't know who to call anymore because I don't know who sets up the meetings and, like, I don't have their numbers. And I know when I tell, like, text Richard, he doesn't, like, do anything about it. So I text James and is like, I don't know who to text and stuff. So then James jumped to the cause and, like, got up and, like, came and got the key to go set up, which I was really grateful for and appreciative. And lucky for him or unlucky for him, it was already set up by the time he got there because someone else showed up early just by coincidence and set up the meeting. So that was cool. And then yesterday I felt I was all right. I started recording another episode and spent all day on that. And then this morning I had like a really like bad dream, like a freaking gory horror dream, and woke up like with really bad anxiety, and I've felt sick like ever since. So like for all morning this morning. So that kind of sucks. And I'm supposed to go to dinner with our friend Steve and Mike and I don't know who else, and then also Mike and Brady, our co-host Mike here, and his daughter is supposed to go too. So I'm hoping I feel better by tonight to be able to go do that. But anyways, my week was good, but kind of sucked the last couple of days for no reason. So what about you guys?
Thanks, Dennis. I'll go next, and James, you can wrap up.
Okay.
The weekly wrap up. Everything was good for me. I had to practice some patience with a website that I ordered my Christmas cards from. They said that they were going to have it delivered by the 5th of December. The 6th of December came, and I reached out, and they told me that there were some unexpected delays and they were going to have to resend. And then they said they were supposed to be here tomorrow, and I didn't get a tracking number. So I called and they said there's additional delays that were unexpected. And I told them, Christmas happens every single year. So saying unexpected delay really doesn't cut it. And I was just tremendously disappointed that, you know, I don't know why people try to use any excuse, you know. I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I'm trying my best to, in the future, if something happens, there's no excuse that I think is worthwhile. If, like, I don't need an excuse if it's late. So I was just, you know, upset and realized that if I have to send the Christmas cards out after, well after Christmas, then I do, you know, and that will be fine. But I was a little bummed out at that because I have everything in the last 2 weeks. I just have everything sitting and waiting. So, but I mean, talk about first world problems, right? Compared to back, even when I was in my addiction, like the poison that I had in my head, I don't have that today. I don't have to deal with that. The big issues is that Christmas cards can't get out on time. It's not, oh, I'm going to lose my job. I can't stand going to work. I can't provide anything for my family. Like I don't have that today. I'm kind of grateful for that. My daughter had strep last week and I was able to step up and be there for her. I had back and forth with her mother asking her to please take her to the doctor next time because she was sick with strep throat for at least 4 days before I got her. And so that's, you know, I was called a bully because I just said, if you can please bring her to the doctor next time, you know, she's on my insurance, so it's free. Just bring her to the doctor. And, you know, it didn't go over too well. But I still was able to take the high road. So I think there's always some patience and tolerance to stuff that just makes things better. So that was my last week, but it was successful. And later on today, I hope to see Brandon Fraser at Epcot reading the story of Jesus and then maybe seeing Dennis and some good friends tonight. Yay.
That's cool. I hope he's wearing his Doom Patrol costume.
Oh, I'm sure. If not that, then he's going to be dressed up like the, what was the character that he was in The Mummy, you know, and The Mummy Returns. I'm sure he'll be dressed up as that.
An archaeologist?
Yes, an archaeologist.
Which Indiana Jones.
A knockoff Indiana Jones.
This, by the way, it's not a knockoff Indiana Jones.
No, you're right.
Because he was muscly, you know, and Indiana Jones doesn't have any muscles. Right?
If he didn't have muscles, he wouldn't be able to stand up.
That's true.
Plus, I don't think we ever saw him with his shirt off, right? Have we ever seen Indiana Jones with his shirt off?
Yeah, in Temple of Doom.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, now we know. How is everything, James?
Good, good. It's been a lot of, you know, getting ready for Christmas. I feel like there's a lot of Christmas is almost here. Can't wait till Christmas. There's so much to do, you know? And for me, it's been picking up lots of shifts, trying to get extra money. It's funny as I, the more I work, the less I make because the more I spend. It's like it's a revolving door, but I'm trying to get some rest. I'm still doing the workout, helping my mother-in-law a lot with, you know, just stuff around the house. I watched that Mr. Beast episode you guys were talking about where the guy stays in the grocery store? He got $450,000, and you know, I didn't feel bad for him at all because it looked like so much fun, and all he had to do was ring up $10,000 worth of stuff every day. And speaking of greeting cards, he just had like a little stack of greeting cards and it was $10,000 worth. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. And yep. Let me see. My oldest comes on the train a week from today, so I'll go pick him up. And then I'll go down to Miami to pick up the little one on Christmas Eve. So I'll be traveling to Miami and back on Christmas Eve. That should be fun. That's right. And then this past week, I watched the Garfield Christmas special. It was wonderful. Very cozy.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I think, Dennis, did you say what year it came out? Was it 88?
Oh, I didn't check, or I don't remember.
Definitely.
Dennis.
Definitely the late 80s, and I went on. So on Peacock, if you have Peacock, you can actually watch not only that, but they have a bunch of the Garfield specials and also many seasons of the show from back in the day. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool because it's from our childhood and something that every single morning I used to watch Garfield and Friends with my brother.
I loved Garfield and Friends, especially like the Friends part with the animals and stuff.
Can you name the animals? Even one? No. I think I can name two.
Nerma.
What was the little one?
You're thinking of the other cat in Garfield that was Nermal, right?
Yeah, the gray cat.
Yeah, the gray cat that was on the last couple seasons of it.
Wasn't like Shelder or something?
I think Shelder. Egg. I was gonna say Wade. Was there Wade? Is that the duck?
Yeah, maybe. That sounds familiar.
And the pig was Orson.
Oh yeah, Orson. Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
I gotta watch that again.
But it was a lot of fun. So how can you tie alcoholism? This really is so ridiculous. How could you tie Garfield's Family Christmas in with alcoholism and identify that with yourself, Dennis?
Well, let's start with lasagna, I guess. I don't know. I had a hard time finding a way to tie it in or whatever. But like, I don't know, the way like that, like at the beginning, right? And it's like, it's Christmas here. You can eat your weight in lasagna as a treat. And like Garfield just devours the lasagna. That's like me after like one drink, right? You know, it's like, oh, it's Christmas. I can have a scotch. And then, like, you know, by the end of the night, I've eaten my weight and or drank my weight in scotch and without any cares in the world. But then I also think, like, you know, Garfield's outlook on what, like, Christmas is all about, right? Like, getting gifts and greed and all of this stuff. And I think that's like our misconception of life. So especially like when we're out there using and when we're younger and stuff, you know, we're more concerned about the things we don't have and the things we want rather than the actual important things in life. But it got me thinking after like the third time of watching it. It's like we're watching all of these like Christmas movies, right? At like this time of year for like a whole month. And they're like, we're hearing all these lessons about like what really matters at Christmas time and like, you know, family and love and all of this goodwill and joy and all of this kind of stuff. And like, you know, the life of Jesus and all of that kind of stuff. But like, why, like, culturally are we confined to this for like one time a year? Because this doesn't only matter at Christmas. This matters like year round, right? Like, we're supposed to like be grateful and appreciative and live a life of joy and like love for family and friends and stuff like year round, not just for Christmas. But somehow, like, culturally, like, it's, we confined it to a month. And I guess if we like learn anything, is that we can apply that Christmas spirit, so to say, like year round, you know. But it just got me thinking. But I guess like Garfield summed it all up, you know, it's not about the giving or the getting, it's about the love. And what do you guys think?
Thanks, Dennis. I actually I agree with you. This, out of many of the other ones that we've watched, kind of difficult to pull together. I jotted down some notes. Funny, the lasagna, exactly the same thing. That's how I would drink, except I would do it where I would drink as many as I possibly could in the shortest amount of time, because I had to sneak it. No one's seeing Garfield sneak lasagna. Everybody knows that he's eating lasagna, and then he eats a lot of it. Something that I do find in common, and I shared this before, when I quit drinking, different family members and friends of mine, my identity was so tied to my drinking that for Christmas, that's what they would get me. They would get me alcohol because they knew that that's what I would like, much the same as for Christmas, all Garfield would want. Even though Odie gave him a great gift, all he would want is lasagna. And I had a really tough time trying to separate that when I quit drinking, where they were like, we don't know what to get you. So they just gave me, you know, candy. They gave me stuff that like kids would have, which kind of says a lot. And I don't know if you guys believe in this, of people that they say it with like actors a lot, of like, when you become famous, you're stunted and you stop developing when like you're forever that age. And a lot of people say it as far as their drinking or their drug use as well, where you're stunted at that point and that
arrested development,
you know. I don't know if I buy into it. Maybe I do a little, because the first couple of years I felt it when I had to be all of a sudden a lot more mature. And really the last 3 years as well, since I ended the relationship of the person that I was with when I was drinking, and then when I got sober, they were still doing a lot of the bills, the heavy lifting and the responsibility, that the last couple of years I've been able to kind of switch that, which is why, you know, the three of us always look at the prices of things. You know, and I think that's a maturity. You know, people could say it's cheap, but I think it's actually mature in knowing that, you know, why waste money? You know, it's better to get the most bang for your buck. And a couple other notes that I put down, the grandmother kind of being depressed, the poor me in the beginning and in such a negative headspace. And then after a while, you find out that the reason that she is that way is because her husband of many, many years passed away and loved Christmas and the letters at the end of it so ties together the reasoning behind it. And I don't know if you caught the dream sequence where Odie was always on a pink cloud. Did you see that as well? They had another moment with pink clouds where everything is like all great. And Odie is thinking of somebody else. I think he's like the perfect example of, if you stay in the rooms a little while, you know, his number one thing was to make sure that even though Garfield treats him like crap, he wanted to make sure that he had a really great gift, you know, and that's what the season's all about. So.
The back scratcher.
And yeah, I think that's the, and reading the nighttime story is exactly what used to put me to sleep when I first came in the rooms. I would read the big book. It would put me fast asleep.
So, indeed.
Indeed. So that's what I have. What's up, James?
That's great. So if I saw this as a child, I don't remember it. But I do remember having many Garfield books, and they were always on the back of my toilet. So while I was checking the mail, I could read them. And that and Calvin and Hobbes. I love Calvin and Hobbes too. And, you know, it started out with Garfield getting what he wanted. And it was, and I must say that I love the soundtrack on this, and I could not find it. Just the soundtrack. So what you get in the cartoon is all you can muster up. And I thought the Gimme song was funny. He got the machine where anything he wanted, he got. And isn't that our culture, kind of like everything is all about what people want and just gimme, gimme, gimme more. And, you know, when I was, you know, in my alcoholic addiction, it was all about me and just give me more, and how selfish and self-centered I was. You know, it got, I think alcoholism is like the absolute worst kind of selfishness, because you don't really care who you hurt or step on to get what you want to make you feel better. And somehow, you know, Christmas is kind of lost with all the people wanting, and it's not always our fault. You know, as a child, you know, we make our little list, and then we just, we're so excited to get everything we want on our list. And I think the longer I've been sober, it's not what I can get. Like, I'm not expecting a thing this Christmas year, but I've bought a lot of gifts. And I liked your idea about the one gift and the gift exchange, but I'm actually part of a fifth gift exchange now. So I ended up buying five gifts, whatever, which is why I'm short money this month, but it's all good. And the Gimme song was just kind of, it's a good way to start it. And then the second song was I Can't Wait Till Christmas and There's So Much to Do. Which was, you know, I feel that way a lot, especially around Christmas time. I kind of laughed at the animation. I don't know if you noticed, but when they got in the car and they were driving, the wheels didn't even turn. I thought that was great. It was like the Jetsons car, but it was a car, or the Jetsons flying car. And I was like, the tires aren't moving.
It was still better animation than the Family Circus from last week.
So the animation was, it was pretty good. You can tell it was also, it was low budget for sure. Yeah. But the backgrounds were horrible. They were bad. If you looked at when they were all eating dinner, like the flower pattern on the wall, they were little scribbles. They didn't even take time to make a little flower. And it was great. And I really enjoyed it. It was a cozy, it wasn't up there with the greats as far as Christmas specials, but I really enjoyed it. I love the farmers, the family of farmers. Even the little baby had suspenders on his diapers. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh boy. And I really liked, you know, how grumpy Garfield was, but Christmas kind of brings everyone together. And he even gave the grandma the old letters. I thought that was very endearing. You know, I think Christmas can bring out the best of anybody. And you know, even if it's just for a month or a day a year, if people are a little less selfish and a little more kind and giving, I think that's a great place to start. And certainly for me, for the past 6 years, I've just been trying to live Christmas every day. You know, that's why, like, whenever I see something that one of you might like, and I think you would enjoy it. I'll just buy it. I'll just give you guys a gift because it just makes me happy and makes you guys happy. And gift giving is just a fun way and to make other people happy. I love the whole message was at the beginning, like, give me what can I get? And at the end, it's all about love. And that's what life is about. It's about relationships and love. Material objects, possessions are all fleeting and really pointless. They all have a purpose, though. I mean, objects and presents are all relative, but it doesn't mean what people think they mean. It does not bring you happiness. Maybe for a second, but there's always more. So anyways, that's what I got.
Nice. Thanks, James. I think that those were some pretty great takes. And also, it's really easy. Like, next week's going to be a little bit more challenging because we're talking about a actual movie. So I think the runtime is just under 2 hours, maybe, for Nightmare Before Christmas. That's going to be the final installment of this year's. I'm glad it's going to take us at least 6-7 years of doing this before all, like, the major, major Christmas movies are done. You know, I'm glad that we knocked out some of the best, Family Circus and Garfield, you know, so that way there's some room for the, you know, the lesser Christmas movies, like Home Alone 2 or
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman, which we might have already done. I don't know. You think we did that already?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't even know why I ask. So, yeah, so it'll be fun. But make sure if you you want to play along this time next week that you have already watched Nightmare Before Christmas. So that way you can, you can watch Jack and Sally and all the fun characters in that. You guys have any final words to close up this week?
I hope my present's nice this year, boys.
It's yep. Not about presents, James. We just had a whole episode about that.
Again, it's stuck in the mail, and I'm dealing with patience, tolerance, and acceptance. So, at one point, it will get to you. But hopefully we can be together in person the last episode before Christmas. Man, does it really feel like Christmas is really only what? It's like 10 days away. Does it feel like it's 10 days away?
No, but it definitely feels like Christmas season. At least at my house, like, because there's people out every night and there's a giant Christmas tree and all of that kind of stuff is around. So it feels like Christmas time, but it definitely feels like it's coming on fast.
Yeah. So we'll be back next Thursday sharing our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 222. We are the defective characters entirely ready to have all these character defects. Remember, be a little less Garfield and a little more Odie. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo.